Good morning, everyone. I got my hands slapped already by Susan for sending 7 slides. And we are probably half an hour, 45 minutes late. And I promised I would finish in 2-3 minutes, so I might very well end up here. Anyway, I'll jump directly to one slide. My name is George Bachoy. I'm with National Research Council Industrial Research Assistance Program, NRC-IRAP. Probably some of you know us. It's a federal government. It's actually the federal government research organization. I work for a smaller part of NRC called IRAP. We are very close to SMEs, particularly helping innovative companies grow. I have two sides here. One is the bottom right-hand side, which I like to talk more about. It's advisory services. We deliver this program through what we call industrial technology advisors, highly technical individuals. They have also a strong business background. That's how we hire them. They do have to have both sides of the equation. They are deployed across Canada, from the east to the west and north to south. The bottom right hand side is business advices, linkages, competitive intelligence. In general, we work with other government organizations, and I like to basically underscore one particular service that we provide. We have one person in this area. I'm responsible for what we call Alberta North, from Red Deer up to Northwest Territories. And that individual is what we call innovation advisor. He knows all the programs available to small and medium-sized enterprises across Canada. I know it's a zoo. Most of the times, you don't know where to start, and this particular individual is the best way to start. And IRAP is very narrow program, very particular to what mandate we have, basically. But there are so many, as we can see here, not only federal but also provincial. So if it's not IRAPable, which is how we call it, which is in many cases, there will be another organization to help your company. Regardless where you are in your journey of in developing products or any other service or product that you develop. On the upper corner is the funding, which everyone is probably very aware of. Is non-refundable, which is very appealing to all SMEs. Obviously, it comes with a lot of due diligence from our side to make sure that we put the federal government funds, taxpayers' funds, in the best projects possible. Innovation is basically what we work with, particularly. The two youth programs I like to mention, because we are here at NATE, we do provide these funds to companies which are willing to hire graduates or young professionals, very little very few constraints in doing so. So that's very popular. We actually have always, we need more funds in that direction. Youth and Youth Green. And we do have an international arm that works with other federal government departments and provides funding for international collaboration. And I'll be around here. So if you want to talk to me, please do so. Okay, thank you.